So we'll discuss a little bit regarding Sfiras HaOmer. There are different customs in different shuls. At what point in davening, at what point in Ma'ariv, an evening service, do we say the Sfira? Do we count the day of the Omer? One practice is to count Sfira before Aweinu. And the other practice is to do it after davening, after you finish Aleinu. So let me just point out, some shuls do it after Aleinu, not because of this minig or not, they do it for another concern. Pragmatically, is many shuls daven Ma'ariv during Ben Hashmashos, during the time period after sunset, before nightfall, and therefore they want to get Sfira in as late as possible. Or those who, or those shuls that wait for the Gra Seitz, the Vilna Gaon Seitz HaChochavim, which is about 17, again, depending where you are and what time of the year, but it's about 18 minutes after Shkia. So if you're waiting, you want to make sure you get the, you get to say Sfiras HaOmer at nightfall, according to the Vilna Gaon. Either way, if you're the only one, if you're there, if you're counting in shul, and the concern is that you're going to forget, so really we paskin Ben Hashmash as one is permitted to count Sfira after sunset. And that's a discussion among the Rishonim, whether that's preferable. Tosis says that's the ideal time, perhaps even before Shkia, to get a full Tamimis. And others say it's true, Savik, Drabban, and Lakula, that regarding a rabbinic world, we could be lenient, but that's only being lenient, it's not the ideal. So that's a discussion. So in general, the one, when one can wait, we try to wait until nightfall. So whether it's the nightfall of the Vilna Gaon or nightfall of Rabbi Natam, those are different minhagim. So that's on the side. That doesn't teach me anything about the minhag. That's because the shul is davening at a certain time, and therefore they want to get Sfira later. Let's say that's not an issue. You start davening Ma'ariv, it's already Seitz HaChochavim, it's nightfall. And now it's a regular minyan, it's nighttime, and when do you say Sfira? Before Aleinu or after? So it seems to be a machlokes among the Achronim. They say from the Vilna Gaon, Shesofrim Achar Amiros Aleinu Shabeach. Some say, they quote the Vilna Gaon, that you should say Sfira after Aleinu. And others quote, I think, like the Prima Gadin and others, that you count before Aleinu. It's a machlokes achronim and different customs in shul, whether I say Sfira after Aleinu or before Aleinu. So let's try to understand what is in the kudus hamachlokes. What is the issue here on whether you say Sfira after Aleinu or before Aleinu? To understand this, we have to go back to a more fundamental question, is what is the reason for the minhag of saying Aleinu Lishabeach at the end of our davening? What's the nature of that halacha? So is it, I'll quote from the Harei Kedem, Ha'im hu din b'gmar ha'tfilah, is it a din, is it a law regarding the conclusion of davening? She'abachol tfilah v'tfilah b'siyuma omrim Aleinu. Do we say, is this the general halacha? At the end of davening, we have to, the Chazal, a rabbi said, we should say Aleinu. Oh, Dilma, or perhaps no. Takanas Aleinu hu la'omer b'shash yotzim mekinesis. I know, maybe the reason you say Aleinu, it's like a pitur, it's a regizu rishus, you shouldn't just walk out of the Beis HaMedrash, walk out of the shul. So Aleinu shabeach, you say, and before you leave the base, Shayotzim Beis HaKnesses. So, is it a din in Tefillah? As Aleinu, we do it in davening, but is it a din in Gemar HaTefillah? or is nothing to do with tefillah per se. That's what we're doing in the Beis HaKnesses, I guess, and perhaps maybe if you finish learning in the Beis HaKnesses. But let's leave that out for a moment. Let's assume it's specifically related to davening in a Beis HaKnesses. Is it a din that you, when you leave the Beis HaKnesses, you have to say, oh, hey, no, no, it's nothing to do with leaving the Beis HaKnesses. You could be staying in the shul for another 3 hours. But once you finish Shacharis, you have to say Aleinu, once you finish Musa. So, they bring down the Bach in Or HaChaim writes, the reason for saying Aleinu the Iker, I'm summarizing, the Iker Chovas Aleinu B'Shashu Yotze, according to the Bach, once you leave the Beis HaKnesses, you should say Aleinu, because we should have in our hearts that before we leave, that we should think of our praise for God and take God with us when we leave the Beis HaKnesses. And in fact, they bring down the minhag of the Chasam Sofer. The minhag of the Chasam Sofer was Shalomar Aleinu LaAchar Mincha BeErev Shabbos. Let's say Friday afternoon. So what's the general practice? We do Mincha, Kabbalah Shabbos, and Ma'ariv. So we're not going anywhere after Mincha. So the Minhag of the Chasam Sofer was, one does not say Aleinu after Mincha on Friday afternoon. So it's Mashach and the Chasam Sofer. That's not a din in Tefillah. It has to do with leaving the Beis HaMedrash. And that's the same issue. In fact, it seems to be a different minhagim whether you say Aleinu, you're davening Shacharis and Musaf. Do you say Aleinu after each tefillah, Shacharis and Musaf, or if you're sticking around or on Yom Kippur, Musaf, Mincha, is it the tefillah before you're leaving, or is it after any tefillah? So what issue? The issue is this, whether I say Aleinu, the halacha, the minhag of saying Aleinu, is that a din in Gemara HaTzvil? Anytime you finish davening, you finish Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, Ma'ariv, you say Aleinu? No, it's only a din of when you finish davening and you're leaving the Beis HaKnesses. And they quote B'Shem Dari, V'tzarach Omar Aleinu Achar Gimel Tzvilas Hayom. The minhag of the Ari is that you say Aleinu after every tefillah, implying it's a din in Gemara HaTefillah, not a din in Yitzias Mikbeis HaKnesses. It's a din in the conclusion of the prayer, and not a din in this leaving the shul. So, and based on this, that's what Rav Soloveitchik wanted to say. Uvezeh nirah lomar ha'pugsa l'inyan tefillas omer. This could be the issue. Whether one says the different minhagim brought down from the Prima Gadin, the Vilna Gaon, on whether you say Svira after Aleinu or before. The Vilna Gaon seems to say you say it after Aleinu, and the Prima Gadin says it before. What's the issue? So it goes, since Svira, everyone agrees, is a mitzvah of Nayatzma, Svira Tzoma isn't and didn't Tzvila. Everyone agrees if you're at night, it's 10 o'clock at night, and you're already daven ma'ariv. You might have daven ma'ariv early. You have a mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer is an independent mitzvah. The Rambam does not even bring it down in Hilchas Tefillah. He brings it down in Hilchas Tamidim and Musafim. So therefore, since Sfira is an independent mitzvah, Tefillas Aleinu Kodemus was Sfira. So therefore, first you should do Aleinu, and then you should do Sfira. Mishum Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir. Because Aleinu is frequent, Svira isn't as frequent, and therefore the more frequent mitzvah takes precedence. So if you say it's part of the, if Aleinu is, so it says, "Im kein tviyas aleinu kodemes l'sfira mishum v'hu sarach omer tviyas aleinu shulcheok mitviyas arvis kodem." So then, according to that, you would say, Aleinu first. Aval im Aleinu nemar agmar tviyaso v'yitziyaso. So if it didn't tviyal Aleinu, so then it takes kadima. You do first Aleinu, and then you do svira. But if Aleinu nemar agmar tviyaso v'yitziyaso b'beis haknesses, if it's Aleinu is instituted for one before they leave the beis haknesses, therefore you should do first svira and then Aleinu. Because Rak Achok and you only do before you leave. That's what Rav Salavashik explained, the two different minhagim. Whether you say Aleinu before Svira or after is dependent on more on the nature of the din of Aleinu. Is Aleinu a din in the Gemara HaTfilah, and hence you say Aleinu every Tfilah? Or is the din of Yitziyaso Mibeis HaKnesses, and therefore if you're davening Shacharis and Musaf, then maybe you wouldn't do it in Shacharis. Or if it's as the Minhag of the Chasim Sofer in Erev Shabbos, when they did Mincha, then Kabbalah Shabbos, there was no Aleinu after Mincha. So if it's a din in the Gemara Tefillah, you do it every Tefillah. If it's a din in Yitziyaso Mibeis HaKnesses, you do it only when you're going to leave. So not necessarily every meal. And this issue, whether if it's a din in Tefillah, so then Aleinu versus Svira, Aleinu is Tadir, so Aleinu comes first. If it's not a din in Tfilah, it's a din in Yitziyaso Mibeis HaKnesses, so then first you do Aleinu, first you do Svira, and then you do Aleinu. And again, and then perhaps, even if your minig is normally to do Svira, so if your minig is that it's a din in Chelak of Tfilah, Aleinu, and then you do Svira after, so certainly if it's a question of pragmatics of time, you continue the minhag. But perhaps even if your minhag normally would be that you first do Svira, then Aleinu, perhaps the added pragmatic factor, if you're a couple of minutes away from the Zman, and by the time you finish Aleinu and Kaddish, you've got the time is Svira. So perhaps even those who hold the general minhag is to do Svira first would agree in those situations that you... that you do Svira after. Again, so every, all different shuls have the different minhagim, and you just follow the local custom of your community. That's the basic fundamental issue, whether Aleinu is a din in finishing tefillah, or it's not just a din in finishing tefillah, but it's also a din in Yitziyaso Mibeis HaKnesses.